This FCS College Football Picks Week 3 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter, better. College basketball, NBA, and NHL, whatever the sport, they got you covered. Plus, use the promo code SGP30 for 30% off their premium data. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is your home for no vig betting. That's right. No vig betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer dog?
Oh my goodness. It's already week three, Sean.
Already it's week
flown,
three.
It's flown right by, right from week zero to week three. That's 4 weeks. How do we do this?
The FCS season is just blowing by. Much like the NFL season, Ryan, once it gets going, you can't stop. The FCS train joining us as always in studio talking FCS college football. It's Colby Dant, aka the Dantabase. What's happening, Colby?
I know we're still a week away, but get these blue hens ready. Ka-ka!
What's a blue hen? Is that when you've had blue balls for like 2 weeks? It becomes a blue hen.
I don't know.
Sean, you grew up close to Delaware.
Oh man. Delaware, what a state. What a college program. FCS week three, we're there, we're hitting it. Big takeaways week two. One, I dominated overall ATS. Although this is kind of a crazy outlier for the
let's listen to Sean talk himself around this one.
No, I went 7-3. However, going 7-3, I missed the lock dog and tease somehow. Even the tease, I only got one out of three, and my bonus lock I missed. So somehow all those I missed still put up a 7-3 record, 8-3 overall FCS. But I did nail the COVID game, Eastern Illinois, UT Martin. That's right, baby.
All it took was one full week and you just boom, just nailed that 100%.
What caused the cancellation? Tony Romo still recovering?
Yeah. Unclear.
Yeah. Who knows? Dude, but I look, this is one, I felt cursed, man. I felt like I had fourth quarter leads in several games and just could not get over the schneid here on, you know, the schneid, whatever the fuck it is.
I felt like I was feeling, I felt good about everything. I mean, I got a couple wrong, no big deal, but it was really the New Mexico State angle.
Oh man, Ryan, you went so hard claiming Colby and I were crazy that FBS football was better than FCS football.
12 months ago, there was a 50 scholarship difference.
Yes.
Tarleton State's got, dude, there's winning DNA is winning DNA.
Tarleton State, you know? 43-17. There was even late line movement for New Mexico State. Didn't scare Ryan off his strong position.
New Mexico State plays Kentucky and Alabama in the SEC in just a few, probably 6 months. So
Austin P.
Can we really what I was saying that for is how New Mexico State, I mean, is there demotion?
Well, they're in El Paso, so maybe that was part of the issue. But
that's like 15 minutes away from Las Cruces, man.
No, it's really no excuse.
And NC Nick actually did some deep dive on this, and NC Nick was saying that, you know, New Mexico, it's been really unfortunate. Their state, that with both sports, college basketball, normally New Mexico State's got a great program. Remember we last time we were in Vegas, yeah, they should have beat Auburn, who ended up in the Final Four.
Love that. We lost a lot of money, but loved it.
Yeah, we covered though. New Mexico, the Lobos, traditionally have a decent basketball program. They've been horrible. They haven't been able to play in the state of New Mexico. So NC Nick was saying a lot of the uncertainty, they couldn't practice there. So a bunch of players transferred out.
Oh, okay.
So that they were basically starting.
So we were right to think the Tarleton train.
So I missed the 40 scholarships leaving town. Is that was the math problem?
Austin Peay did not come up with the victory. Lost outright, in spite of the fact they were 6.5 point road favorite. A lot of guys in the Slack were blaming me for not wearing my Austin Peay jersey when I picked them again on my Better Than Vegas video, and I'll take the L for that. But really, this Austin Peay offense, they were supposed to be high powered.
Dog shit, man.
Can I tell you my favorite part about spring football?
What's that?
I feel like there's continuity in me rooting for basketball teams and football teams at the same time.
I feel
like there's continuity with Wofford. Just Woff, Woff.
So
Woff,
they have the Roughneck Fever. Is carried into.
I don't want to quite call it terrier fever. Then thank you, but as I was telling Sean earlier, I am going with a woff, 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 woffer.
There we go. I like it's a Woe Bundy's.
And don't look now, but my Vandals, my other team. I got two teams going
in Moscow.
But I am enjoying like watching the college basketball during the week. I'm like, is this a game we broke down for football or is it basketball? Getting a little bit confused. Chattanooga, Mercer, all these schools that Colby loves.
Dude, did you watch that Northern Iowa game? I mean, what is that coach thinking? They get down, South Dakota State gets to the Northern Iowa 1 yard line. Down three, and Northern Iowa's on defense, and they don't use any of their timeouts with 1 minute left.
I hate to steal the completely unoriginal idea, but this is where you need the kid who plays Madden, right? Like, how do you? I was watching. I
was furious.
That was a horrible ending to a pretty good game.
Yeah.
And you and I almost pulled it out by getting a goal line stand. So they. And you know, on the other side, South Dakota State didn't do a great job of managing the clock because it was third down. And if that guy gets tackled in bounds, they may not get that fourth down play.
But I mean, they're going to get only three plays.
You got to call.
Why do you not call? It's just simple mathematics here. Even if it goes, even if they kick a field goal and they go to overtime.
Colby, the number one thing. So we have to remember this, like qualify things, right? Football coaches, even the smartest, are probably not that smart. So we start getting down the ranks, right? We're into like the what? Are there 150 jobs better than this
coach has been at Northern Iowa for 20 years.
Would you say like 150 jobs better, maybe more in the college, in the football world, including pro? Anyway.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe the fan control football jobs more appealing.
No fucking way.
But when it comes to using a timeout on defense, when your opponent has a critical play upcoming, any sort of old school coach will not call a timeout. Why? You don't want to give them the advantage of having time to prepare. But it's stupid, right? Like, cause you effectively let the clock build.
Probably worked in 1981, but now that offense is so driven.
It's in a dome. Look, and the kicker was decent for you and I'm
starting to understand where my uncle was coming from every Thanksgiving when he would just yell at the games, everything's fixed. Because the older you get, the more you realize it's really like the frustrating thing about sports, especially coaching at the college level, is they get the simple stuff wrong. I get it. You're not going to get everything right. You don't have a huge staff. You're not a pro team, but you get the simple shit wrong.
I mean, another thing is the South Dakota State has, I think they kicked two times out of bounds. So they start, it's like, dude, if you just save your even if they tie it up.
Yeah. Well, and they needed a touchdown, not a field goal, crazy.
who does the point guard from NC State in the documentary about Jimmy V talk about the high school coach Wooten?
Sydney Morgan Wooten. My dad played.
Learning the fundamentals from Morgan Wooten.
That's Sydney Lowe.
Sydney Lowe, baby.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. So much to get to before we really start grinding it out. Want to give a shout out to BetQL, baby. Bet smarter, not harder over at BetQL. Use the promo code SGP30 for 30% off their premium data. You're looking at and listening to a man who bet on Stephen F. Austin strictly because I had some free time and BetQL made it a 5-star pick of the day. again, if you're a
hashtag Degens only,
you're looking to just get down on some games, why not have an algorithm help you out? BetQL.com has the algorithm you need to start winning. And again, tons of information, sharp data, square data, whatever it is, tons of trends, records against the spread. They really go deep with some of this data. So go over to BetQL.com, use the promo code SGP30. BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. What's going on over there, guys?
Oh, we were just trying to figure out when we were going to have Division One superstar call on to the show.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We will be joined by JMU legend.
We'll be covering that game a bit later.
We got a couple like sound bites from the FCS week before we start getting into the picks. First off, Deion Sanders made his debut. Jackson State destroyed 53-0.
Edward Waters, baby.
Edward Waters in trouble as a program.
Is that one guy? Edward Waters sounds like a dude who's been in a locker. Right? I mean, that's he's a dude who's actually been in the locker. So
now, Kramer,
but yeah, Patty C will be joining us via the locker room.
Oh yes, locker room app. And if you're listening live on locker room, feel free to chime in, weigh in on FCS football. Give us a ring on the FCS app.
But yes, Deion Sanders.
Yes.
You know,
coach and celebrating a big win, first win as a head coach.
Dude.
God bless you. Appreciate you and everything. I'm pissed off right now because I have mixed emotions. We won. Kids played really well. But while the game was going on, somebody came in and stole every darn thing I had in my locker room in the coach's office.
Oh my God.
Credit cards, wallet, watches. Thank God I had Omen necklaces.
Thank God you're a millionaire. So
when I talk about equality and raising the standards, and that goes for everyone, man. Not just the people on the field, not just the coaches, not just the teachers, not just the faculty.
Prime.
But that's everybody, security in everybody. So how do you think it feel coming back after just teary-eyed because the guys and presented me with the game ball, one of the best moments I've ever had in my professional sports career emotionally. And then you go into your locker room, your coach's office to digress, and you notice and you don't even have a phone to call your mama, to call your girl, to call your kids because it's been stolen. You don't even have the Scully hats that you wore here. We're gonna find out who did it.
The way if you
sounds watch, like the mafia.
If you watch this video, I'm sure
sounds like Tony Soprano.
Forget what it sounds like when you look at it.
Oh yeah,
he leans back like. He leans back like grandma might have leaned back in the living room trying to figure out who spilled chocolate milk on the white carpet because we find out who did it.
Couple of interesting things to break down. One, he does slip in there watches. Who wears multiple watches, more than one watch? And also,
Are you Deion Sanders?
If you have a nice watch, why not wear it while you're coaching?
Who plays two sports professionally, yeah, Sean? Dude,
we're talking about the guy that Carlton Fisk, the old catcher for the Chicago White Sox, Deion Sanders came up to bat his first ever bat, and he put a dollar bill sign in the dirt, right? And Fisk felt disgusted by this. He's like, "You do that again, I'll fight you." He did it again, and he fought him. So it's like.
Deion's a character, man. Any even also at a press conferences, he's just entertaining to listen to and watch. He's just got that. He's got that like slow, almost like preacher like way of enunciating, and you know he's always got an interesting hat on. I mean, it's great to have a character like that in FCS football, and FCS off to a great start. Also, they got a clip going viral, and I what game is this from, Kramer?
Do you know? Is it from the South Dakota State, Northern Iowa?
No.
North Dakota,
right?
North Dakota, yes, Southern Illinois.
Yeah, North Dakota.
Yeah. Salukis, tough one for them.
And by the way, thank you for showing me what a Saluki is, Colby. I assume that dog you tweeted out was a Saluki. But yes, we had. I mean, this was just on brand FCS.
I can't fucking hear shit on this fucking thing.
Yes, please. So, the perfect like band. You're like clearly the audio is coming from the band. You're hearing the snare riff.
College sports, baby.
And then the ref is just pissed.
The funniest part to me, well, A, obviously the ref cursing with the mic open is great. And whatever he's pissed about is hilarious. But to me, just thinking about how this got set up, yeah, someone was just randomly filming the FCS band at a halftime show as they walked out. Cause what else are you filming at that point? Are they taking game footage of them walking off the field? Like what is this person filming? Cause if you watch the clip, it's not from the broadcast. It's just a fan in the stand holding up a cell phone, wanting to catch this. No, it's not even a halftime performance.
I thought the ref kept, what do you mean? I thought the ref kept his mic on. Right?
No, he did. He did. But I'm saying that audio that we pulled was a viral clip. Someone in the stands was just filming randomly. No. They didn't know the ref was going
to
do.
Haven't you been to a concert in the last 10 years? No one actually watches it. They hold their phone up and record it and watch on their phone.
No, at FCS football, aren't you also checking what the live line is, what the spread is? Why are you filming? There's not even action on the field.
Well, I feel like the ref's cursing though makes up for the fact that Dion didn't curse. He said, "Darn."
Yes.
That was like,
well, again, he's got that preacher vibe where he doesn't curse, but he's upset, and he's got that. It's almost like a guy doing a sermon. It's great.
There is a certain skill involved in getting upset while sitting down. The average person needs to stand up to get upset. It's a natural phenomenon. Anyway. We're here to pick games.
We are here to pick games.
Well, real quick before you get started, I have a question for the database. Now that we have FCS rankings, which I'm sure, how could we possibly rank teams who only have a game?
Some of them haven't played either.
Will the database be releasing his own top 25?
Yes. Oh. Yes. After this week, though, more teams playing this week. I feel like we can really do.
Yeah.
Well, no, we only had 16 games last week, so it's like,
yeah.
Well, how far are you going to do?
Only 16 yeah. spring football games. And,
Sean, your governors right outside the top 25.
They did receive a vote.
They would be they're one point out of being 25th, right behind your Delaware Blue Hens.
I might have to burn this Austin Peay jersey. Villanova, 6 overall, hasn't even played a game. And James Madison all the way up to second.
Yeah, I like my Wofford Terriers. Woff, woff, woff.
They're number 11th
place. I like it.
Come on, man. There's a lot of great teams out there. How about the Gamecocks of Jacksonville State, 16 back? North Dakota.
I do
14.
Like how they're carrying over the.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Wins.
Some of the win loss is carried over. So Jacksonville State's 3-1. They're behind New Hampshire, who's 0-0. I just want to see what these people.
They
when
moved up
together
from
20th
too. They moved up from 20th.
Yeah, they're on the rise.
I love it.
All right, let's crack one open. Get the Colby six pack. Although we got 12 games to get through. It's a 12 pack. It's the beer suitcase. Well, I think that's technically an 18 pack. Southern heads to Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. This is a Friday night East Coast kickoff, 4 o'clock on the West. Southern laying 7.5 at Alabama State. Colby, I'll let you get this party started.
Look, man, the Hornets, Alabama State is the look. Southern, I understand they went to their conference championship just a season ago, but both these teams were solid in their conference. Alabama State, the last time we had football, this team was really good.
Tell me about it.
They almost beat UAB to open the season at UAB, and I think what they have is a good run defense.
Okay.
And if you look at what does Southern do? Well, they run the ball. Maybe. They run the ball. So and highlight Jacob Frazier, the quarterback of Alabama State. This guy, I think he's going to surprise some people when we're watching on Friday night. Once again, did you highlight that Friday? This is a Friday night.
Friday night.
We got a big home dog.
Yeah.
And you're taking the home dog.
I am. I'm taking Jacob
Not
Frazier.
So fast, oh, Colby. Man. Let me tell you something about Ladarius Skelton. 6'2", 210 pounds out of Pine Bluff High School in beautiful Arkansas. Who else went to that high school? Willie Rolfe. You'll appreciate that. Torrey Hunter.
Wow.
A number of play. It's some sort of private school. Anyway, a number of people came out of there. Anyway, this is a running quarterback. He's a ground and pound quarterback. He still completed 60% of his passes last year. That's not so bad. And what do the Jags, shall we call them? What do they do best? They run the ball.
That's why they cater right into my plan for Alabama State to win.
Alabama State allowed 200 yards rushing per game last time.
Ezra Gray, the running back for Alabama State, athletic running back. They're going to look to get involved in the passing game. Maybe start him in your DFS league if you're in PPR. I know a lot of guys are standard FCS fantasy leagues.
Is there an option for FCS fantasy?
There needs to
Why
be.
Are we not doing FCS DFS? I'm going back and forth here. I don't like the. I'm with you, Kramer. I read the same one article on the internet about this game, and the Skelton angle was pretty compelling. But it's Friday night. It's a home dog. I got to go Alabama State. Now I think they can run the ball enough to slow them down and keep this.
See, what you guys are missing is I went a little deeper.
Tavares Jackson, Alabama State grad. Rest there in peace. Go.
What you guys didn't do is you didn't realize that because Alcorn State, shout out to Mr. Steve McNair, opted out.
Yeah.
Guess who has their eye on the first place prize
in Alabama State?
Swag.
Dude, Alabama. Look, how about this?
You guys, you can take your Hornets and their shitty defense and their inability to score. Good fucking luck. Lay the points, baby.
How about this though? This is why you should tune into FCS football. We've had what, like 17 games already, I think. Zero 300 yard passers. Beautiful football. The way it should be.
Both primetime games, the week one game, of course we know McNeese and Tarleton. That was a double OT thriller. And then even that Friday night South Dakota State U and I game, even though I was on the wrong side of it, still an exciting game. Exciting way to end. Kicking it over to Saturday morning, 9 a.m. West Coast kick, Wofford heads to Chattanooga, Tennessee to face off against, you guessed it, Chattanooga. Wofford, 2.5 point road favorite. Can't play the dog sound effect, although I could if we were talking about Chattanooga at home. Their path to victory looks like goes through their offensive line, then being able to control the ball. Although Wofford, to me, they looked really good against Mercer. As much as it pains me to hop on you know, Ryan's obvious bandwagon pick of Wofford, I think 2.5 is low enough.
Say it with me, baby. Woff, woff, woff.
I think the Terriers will be barking and not Chattanooga and the trains or whatever they're up to.
The Mocs.
Yeah. The Mocs. Colby, what are you, what's your angle on this game?
I'm on the Mocs. Look, they were supposed to play VMI last week, open their season. And a couple weeks ago, there were some COVID issues. So they couldn't play, but VMI runs triple options. Same with Wofford. So they've had a lot of time to prep. Rusty Wright, their head coach, this guy all off season when COVID hit and we didn't know if the Big Ten was going to play, we didn't know who was going to play. This guy was, he was all over the airwaves saying, we'll play anybody. Let's go. So I'm all behind a Rusty Wright's philosophy there. Give me the Mocs to get this
hard to want to get in a situation where you're gonna, I don't think I'm going to take a single team that didn't play when they're playing a team that did play. I'll start with that. Secondly, you bring the triple option stat up. So I'm going to tell you, 13-16 all time against triple option teams. Sorry, since 2009, but 8-3 against the Citadel. If you look at Wofford, Georgia Southern, and Furman, they are a combined 5-13. So, what does that tell you? They beat up on the shitty the Citadel triple option approach, and they're not good against anyone else.
You see,
so the Mocs also. Go ahead.
You see what happened last year?
What happened last year?
The Mocs lost in overtime 35-34. Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah, this is a revenge spot.
3-7 in their last 10 against Wofford. Wofford just has their number. So here's what we're going to do. Wofford took us to the window week one. They're going to take us week two / week one. And they're going to take us to the window this week. This is crazy. Chattanooga hasn't played. I think your angle about them preparing for the triple option, I'm not impressed. Haven't seen their defense play
didn't
yet.
Didn't work for Mercer.
Woff, woff.
Mercer had a lot of time to figure out that Wofford triple option. Couldn't get it done. Colby, we're on one similar pick, but you're going against me. FCS expert, 8-3 against the spread. Just so you know,
7-3.
I went on.
Well, I'm 8-3 is my season long record, Ryan. You can check the. Check my stats over at Tally site.
I went on a hike with the dog today. Ran into two snakes. Moccasin's a snake. These are symbols from the earth. They're telling me to bet on the Mocs.
Okay. They have a new quarterback. Lots of reasons not to take
a new quarterback. That's a good thing. Their offense is going to be better.
I mean, macro, are you really going to, Sean's going to ride it. I think you got to take the experience.
Yeah, I'm going Wofford. Northern Iowa, UNI, laying 5. Now I guess this is, they're scared to set a number here. Let the public get in on this. There's going to be a lot of action. It'll either get down to 4 or get up to 7. Let the public figure this one out, because they're heading to Youngstown, Ohio to square off against Youngstown State. Youngstown State, a 5-point home dog. If you recall Youngstown State, they covered the big number against North Dakota State. Youngstown State here. I like that they, now they only put up 7 points, but the defense played well enough to slow down that NDSU Express. Northern Iowa, they were just okay. They seemed a little bit out of sorts. They were at home in the dome, big spot. McElvain looked all right.
No, so, no, he didn't.
I mean, all right, yeah. Probably, probably being kind. I like Youngstown
probably
State.
Probably being kind.
Little gritty team. I'm gonna take them as a home dog, catching 5. Colby, you with me?
I am with you. I can't go with that coaching. Like, that you guy's and a I, moron. Well,
I think that my takeaway from that game was that game was a shit show.
That was kind of a dream crusher game for them. Big spot against South Dakota State, prime time, and
they
now,
just weren't that good.
Now they go on the road.
Well, and Youngstown State, meanwhile, covers for us against North Dakota State. They played some good defense in that game, and I think, you know, their quarterback Mark Wade is going to go off against this Panther defense. It didn't look very good. That was another thing too, is that Northern Iowa's offensive coordinator left the week, like 2 days before that game.
See you guys.
Yeah, took a job in the NFL with the Packers.
So I mean,
can you blame him?
Quick fun fact about the Penguins, which, by the way, I don't know if I didn't hear anyone call the Youngstown State Penguins by their proper name. New head coaches are 2-6 in their debut game at Youngstown State, including losses from Bo Pelini and
Jim Tressel.
Yeah. So look, I would argue they looked all right. They were down 11 late. They were down 18-0 and they answered with a score.
Yeah.
I mean, they were playing the best team, like what by most far, people allegedly think, the best team by a allegedly mile.
Wait till the governors get a hold of them.
Regardless of what
North
Sean
Dakota
thinks,
greater the point than North being, Dakota State. I think fuck everyone from North this, Dakota State.
This Penguins defense looks like it could be something that's going to be able to handle less qualified teams. I'm shocked to see Northern Iowa as a big road chalk. I don't think they can. They replaced.
Well,
what
the
they
public
lost.
Loves Northern
and,
Iowa.
And right? The last thing I'll say. When holding opponents to less than 21 points, Youngstown State 170-21-2 ooh, against the spread. So let's go.
Let's go.
Actually,
baby.
I think that's a straight up number. There's no way they have ATS numbers on Northern Iowa. That
go Bearcats
deep.
With a deep pull here. That game should have been awesome. You and I made Tarleton look like LSU.
Wow. Is wait. That a compliment to LSU? Hold that, Tiger.
It's a lot to unpack in that compliment.
All right, we got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. Let's go to the locker room line.
Well, we got what's good? What's good, my man, Jong?
Boys, how you guys doing tonight?
Great,
excellent as always.
Money never sleeps, right?
The Citadel, baby.
I love Jong. Always comes in with like a real fun comment to get you going. Right, real catchphrase.
Love it. I am riding with the Penguins this week.
Nice. Mm.
This over under is very small, like 38. I might even tease that down to 32. What do you think, fellas?
Well, I think it's amazing you can find a book that's letting you tease FCS, and I think you should take advantage of it. I mean, I'm kind of with you. What did you say the total's at?
38, I think.
Yeah,
38. Yeah, I mean, if you're teasing that down to 32, now certainly.
32.
Yeah, Youngstown State only put up 7, but that was on the road at North Dakota State. Tough spot. I think they'll be able to move the ball against Northern Iowa.
I teased them against North Dakota State last week, plus 29.
Oh, that was easy.
Not a sweat, you know? I mean, they got close to what, 18?
Never a sweat, bro.
Rocking chair win. Sweat. Any other FCS action you got going on this weekend?
I might ride with the woof Wofford Terriers this week.
Let's go, baby. Woof.
That's the SoCon specialist talking.
That's right,
there,
baby. So. Thank you, sir.
Kramer knows the SoCon.
All right, brother. You got anything else for us?
That's all I got.
All right, John.
Let it ride, bro.
Stay well.
Let it ride.
Later, brother.
Later.
Oh, man. We still got tons of FCS action to break down before we do. Just want to give a quick shout out to Better Edge. You know, two things I hate, VIG And VIG, that's right. VIG is the it's the ultimate enemy of the gambler. That's why I go over to betteredge.com. I use that promo code SGP and I avoid paying VIG. And California, one of the 40 states where BetterEdge is completely legal, easy to use, easy to set up. And if that wasn't enough, then that should be enough, really. It should be. Not only are you not paying a 10% VIG, you're also getting a $10 free bet when you use the promo code SGP. $10 free play over at betteredge.com, BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP. Eastern Washington heads to Moscow, Idaho, where we spent a couple evenings while we were visiting Pullman.
Delicious chickpea burger.
Couldn't get a hotel in Pullman.
The people at the local dive bar know all about the Elway Brady argument.
Wait, you know, in hindsight, like we were in some like back, like kind of secluded section of the place that also that had a bar. Like we weren't in the main bar. We were in like a back room.
Yeah.
And it was very wood, like echoey, like kind of like one of those like Hollywood restaurants where you like you walk inside, you talk and your voice bounces off every wall. And it's just Colby just unrelentlessly not backing down off the John Elway.
Still not, buddy. I got news for you. Still not. All right.
This is a rivalry game. Great quote from Eastern Washington head coach Aaron Best. Quote, "There's no love lost when we get together in Moscow or Cheney against the Vandals." And Eastern Washington truly is hungry for revenge. Idaho really kind of, if you look at the score, it's not as close as you would think. Kind of got out to like a 28-0 lead last time they played. Eastern Washington got some points in garbage time, but they're hungry. I love the focus and determination from this Eastern Washington team. I think they rolled. They roll. I'm going road chalk here against the Vandals. Give me Washington, Eastern Washington, laying five.
Dude, of course. I mean, look, Kramer came into Moscow and that's his team now, and he ordered a chickpea burger. All right. I mean, this is a no-brainer.
That's all you need to know about this game.
And that stat about no 300-yard quarterback, that's because Eric Bierre didn't play. This guy, senior quarterback out of Inglewood. Should I just give you this? Last year, 31 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Year prior, 24 touchdowns, 9 picks. He's getting better as the season goes. This guy's true dual threat. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards. He's going to slice and dice that Vandal defense, buddy. You're going to need a chickpea burger after that.
I told you I misspoke. I'm a SoCon specialist. I'm a Wofford wop 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 guy. I kind of like that one. And when I see the Eastern Washington, as you point out, returning an All-American third team at the quarterback position, along with an All-American place kicker and an All-American defensive back. Idaho is returning a All-American kick returner and linebacker, but to your point, the quarterback position matters the most, and it would be silly of me to do anything but take Eastern Washington.
All this talk about the Vandals being his team.
And now that I think about it, that was where we had that horrible night, right? To listen to you talk about John Elway. I mean, look, you don't fade Eastern Washington when they take to the road to the Kibbe Dome.
Well, we can say Eric Bierre is the John Elway in this game, whereas the Vandals quarterback is the Tom Brady. Who the Vandals working with?
Okay,
they had Scott Linehan's son, I think, last year.
So we're triple lock here, Eastern Washington.
I don't feel good about it, but I think when you're returning an All-American quarterback at this level, that means too much.
South Dakota heads to Normal, Illinois, Missouri Valley matchup, Illinois State laying 6.5 against South Dakota. Colby, what's the angle here?
Sean will read anything off.
Well, look, I wanted to dive into look.
Is that not the city?
No, I'm just kidding. It sounds fake, right?
Been a fan of Illinois State in years past, guys. But I told you this. I went on a hike. Two snakes, rattlesnake and a garden snake came across me. And also I had a little run in with a coyote. Well, South Dakota is the Coyotes. Give me the Coyotes and the points. I'm going to listen to the earth. And yeah.
Well, as they said in Varsity Blues, it's not Coyotes. It's the Coyotes. First of all, second of all. Yeah. I mean, I think the question you got to have about your Coyotes, the quarterback position, they got a good offensive line, but they you don't know where you're going to from the quarterback position. As far as the Redbirds, who did they lose last year? Sean?
James Robinson.
There you go.
James Robinson is not coming through that tunnel. Now you look, they lost James Robinson. Illinois State probably inflated because of that, because you think like, oh, they're going to be able to move the ball. Just kind of, reminiscing about James Robinson dominating. I'm with you, Kramer. They have a good offensive line, South Dakota. They got Kai Henry at running back. He's supposed to be pretty good. I'm willing to take the points here against Illinois State. They just don't scare me. They don't have enough horses.
Can I tell
take
you,
down the Coyotes?
Well, I didn't finish my point because I am on Illinois State, the Redbirds.
Oh, you are.
And I think it's the pass rush and the defense that get it done. Because again, questions at the quarterback positions on both sides. I trust Bryce Jefferson a little bit more. Mm.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait for that one.
Hey, well, Colby, how do you like them apples?
That was, dude.
Let's go.
I'm seriously impressed over
this
here.
Is as deep as I went. This game was postponed last week too. I had that noted down.
Southeast Louisiana heads to Huntsville, Texas to square off against Sam Houston State. Sam Houston State laying 7.5. I'll tell you, there's two reasons I'm taking Sam Houston State. One, go Bearcats, friend of the program, big Sam Houston State backer. Yeah. He's telling us to fire on Sam Houston State. And then I looked up a file photo of their quarterback, Eric Schmidt, and it's the hardest I've laughed in a long time. So I'm in on Eric Schmidt. I'm in on Sam Houston State.
It's the love child of Phil Simms and Napoleon Dynamite.
All joking aside, this Southeast Louisiana team just I struggle to see how they're going to put up a ton of points in this game. I think 7.5, they win by at least 10. Colby, where are you at?
I'm on the Lions. Don't listen to a fan of the team. I mean, of course they're going to say that, right? I mean, you think the Eagles are going to beat, even last year, like week 12, when we knew they weren't making the playoffs, you thought they were going to beat the Chiefs probably if they played, right?
They almost made the playoffs, to be clear.
Well, I mean, everyone,
the division was horrible.
Yeah. Okay. But look, the Southeastern Louisiana Lions, they made the playoffs the last time this happened, and they were the better team in the conference. So I got a ride with their coaches in what, this is his third season coming off a playoff appearance.
This is a battle between the 17th and 18th ranked teams in the country. Ooh, something's got to give.
Last time Southeast Louisiana was in the playoffs, they beat Villanova. I mean, come on. They're the top five team. According to Green over here.
I mean, the Sports Gambling Podcast Network also participating in a confidential study at Sam Houston State that I'm sharing with you right now.
Ooh.
I mean, so we like that.
Okay.
Sam Houston
State. You didn't tell me that information.
Sam Houston State's friend of the program. What are you doing?
I'm on Sam Houston State.
They've been good to us.
They just
so
cashed
far.
Us some tickets in basketball, yeah. I think, right?
You got to ride the hot hand here.
Just me.
Colby, this must be a misprice in the line because I'm looking at this next game. North Dakota at home in Grand Forks. South Dakota State laying 7.5 in North Dakota. Are you kidding me? North Dakota looked legitimately good, well-rounded offense, defense getting a ton of turnovers, and South Dakota State didn't look great either against you and I. And maybe it's just these teams aren't going to look great either way, but North Dakota looked awesome. They're at home again, and now South Dakota State has to go on the road. Back-to-back road games for South Dakota State. You know, North Dakota destroyed the Salukis, physical team, well-rounded.
Two defensive touchdowns. I mean, like I was really impressed with them.
And it's like, yeah, those defensive touchdowns are outliers, but still, like, the team played really well, creating those turnovers. Turnovers come in bunches. 7.5 points as a home dog. What am I missing?
I'm with you, buddy. And look, South Dakota State. I think that's the problem here is that South Dakota State has been so good over the past decade, but yeah. North Dakota, brand new to the Missouri Valley. They took down a ranked team already in Southern Illinois and Stone Labanowitz. And
no way. That's a real name.
That's the quarterback of Southern Illinois, buddy.
No. Sounds like a medical procedure. No, come on. I'm getting a Labanowitz.
Oh man.
That cannot be great. That can't be a real name.
Is that when they jam a hose up your ass and like, you know,
go check out some Stone Labanowitz, man.
My God.
Lift your sack and cough.
This guy is up there with Eric Schmidt, his all time great file photo.
We need a Mount Rushmore of FCS quarterbacks.
Anyway, Stone Labanowitz, he struggled.
He's got a ponytail. Wow. I would have, if you told me Stone Labanowitz and I could bet $1 million whether or not this guy had a ponytail, I would have not guessed ponytail.
All right.
But no, I think the play is to take North Dakota. Great value here. Their second game in the Missouri Valley.
I'll be honest. I think instincts say like this is maybe one of those swing spots where the teams normalize. But what's normal? I think the expectation of South Dakota State being really good and North Dakota not being so. South Dakota State beat a bad team last week, barely.
Well, the thing that if you that's are going to take South Dakota State, and maybe we should emphasize this point, is they started their third string quarterback, who was a freshman, and he looked pretty good this week. I hear all three are healthy enough to play. We don't know who's starting.
North Dakota. I mean, you know, I'm gonna go with form. I'm gonna say the team with the better form. That's who I'm picking. Give me the home dog.
I'm with you.
Should we? Go ahead, Sean.
Next game, North Dakota State laying 16 at Southern Illinois in Carbondale.
Speaking of Stone Labatto with Southern Illinois, are you gonna
back Stone Labatto?
Oh yeah, you gonna buy his jersey?
Well, one, I'm just auto fading North Dakota State for obvious reasons. And again, shout out to the good folks at Salvation Army who, after some haggling, was willing to accept my Carson Wentz jersey and figurine. Guy was clearly like, "What am I gonna do with this?" I'll say this:
grown man with toys. What's going on?
It wasn't a toy. It was a ceramic statue from the Mint. Now, here's the thing: the Salukis at home in this matchup, North Dakota State they're good, right? We get that. I think the line's inflated, though. I was not wowed by North Dakota State. This wasn't to me like a +150 to win everything, like they're originally priced. Salukis obviously not looking great. They got their ass kicked by North Dakota, but I think that was more about how good North Dakota is. Southern Illinois on the road. Now they come home as a big home dog. I'm all over the Salukis.
Here's the angle you might like, although I disagree with you, but for you, I'm saying is the angle that last year it was 21-7.
Yeah.
Was the final score.
Yes. So, I know.
And this year's North Dakota State team is supposed to be much worse than last year's. However, I am going to take North Dakota State. Yeah, yeah. Zeb Nolan gonna get
so wait, we have a game between Zeb Nolan
and Stone Labanowitz.
I mean, one of those guys has a catchphrase that's dropping loads, right? All right, I'm going to phone a friend because I think is Patty. We should bring Patty C on to talk North Dakota State because he, you know, my instincts on North Dakota State were we're going to get some good value because they just ran into the Youngstown State Penguin defense. Quack quack. What do penguins make?
Yeah,
not a quack, they right?
Do something like
quack,
that.
Quack quack quack. and I think they're just going to show out this week, right? Like Southern Illinois didn't look good last week. Patty C, who do you like in this spot?
Have you seen Southern Illinois? Do you know what a Saluki is? Have you seen this dog? It looks like a fucking gay lassie. I'm sorry. I know we're probably not supposed to say that.
Happy lassie. I understand.
A happy lassie. Okay. And so I know better than that. Plus, you know, North Dakota State has got to be smarting that they did not cover last week. I don't like these guys, but game respect game. North Dakota State is going to get there it done big.
I phoned a friend. I gambled that he was going to support my pick. Give me North Dakota State. Rest in peace, Carson Wentz.
But let's talk some JMU football then.
Yeah, well, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Let's just skip to it. James Madison, after covering a 42.5 point number, I know they tried to scare people off by making it 42.5. Now at home again, laying 36 against Robert Morris. Are we crazy to just ride with JMU once again here, Patty C?
I don't think so. Look, I'm on the JMU website right now. I'm looking at some of the stats. Against Morehead State, outgained them 556-98 on the afternoon. 386 rushing yards to Morehead State's -6.
So, oh man! Did you bring Charles Haley back? Because I know he's a JMU grad.
There we go. Charles Haley throwing a shit covered toilet paper at the San Francisco 49ers coaches. You guys got to look that story up. That guy was a nutcase, but that's par for the course at JMU. So
what
is, you know, we got guys.
Dude, but let me tell you, Robert Morris, 7-5 a season ago, their coach Andrew Toole, right?
How many games have they played this year, Colby?
Zero.
Yep. Fade them.
In Harrisonburg, there's a chance for rain. High chance of rain here.
That's even better for James Madison, though.
Give me the 36.5. Too many burrito eaters.
It's 36.
You're not getting that extra half point.
I like how you're just trying to throw in a half point. I normally I would try to pursue the path of like maybe the, you know, the Robert Morris gets, that's the other thing. They get on campus and there's all these, like, I assume there's just attractive women walking all around JMU to distract the Robert Morris football team. Maybe they're not back in class.
Robert Morris is located in Pittsburgh, blue collar town. Cool. Everyone in Pittsburgh can build you a house. So this is why they're going to come down there and build a house right in that JMU end zone, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right. I'm not saying they're going
to win. Are you worried that the hype has gotten to James Madison as they've skyrocketed to number two overall in the FCS poll?
That's probably where they started.
No, listen, they were South Dakota State was number two.
I think we started at number four and we've made a massive leap to number two this past week. So, I'm not scared. And you know why? Because we have developed a culture of success, and we even had to bring in a national champion from the FCS level. And he's one of our running backs. And you know, he was on the national champion. What is that?
UCF team.
UCF team. That's right. 5 days later, he saw JMU competing in a real national championship. He said, because that was what, January 1st, 2018, UCF beats Auburn for the national championship. January 6th, 2018, North Dakota State unfortunately beats JMU for the national championship. But he said, I'm not going up to bumfuck Egypt to play at North Dakota State. So let me go to where the fucking whores are. Yep. Went to JMU. The rest is history. We got senior leadership with national championship experience.
I like that.
So we're ready.
Boom. Boom. You heard it here first.
Just that easy.
He was ready.
Dakota Tillison checking in on the YouTube chat saying, boys, fade Idaho State every week. I promise you it's nice. I was on the roster for about 2 weeks. As soon as I left, I started fading and I'm sitting at a nice 27-9 record. They don't match up in the Big Sky. The facilities at every other Big Sky school significantly outdoes Idaho State.
All right,
let's go, baby.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cause look, Idaho State, Merrill Hodge, graduate from Idaho State. And also I have a connection to a DC there. So
I'm looking up the odds right now. Oh gosh, I can't find
fade Idaho State. That's Patty C's team.
Idaho State is hosting Weber State.
Oh,
3 o'clock West Coast kick on Saturday.
It's Weber State.
Chris Weber's not.
Weber State's really good too. So that's going to be a bloodbath.
I actually think he's right. You take Weber State minus the points.
What's next, Sean?
What's next? All right. Tennessee Tech at Jackson State. Obviously we just did a Jacksonville State.
It's very confusing. Why would they do this?
They're not in Jacksonville, Florida. They're in Alabama.
Fucking A. All right.
What do we got here?
Tennessee Tech's my pick, just based on that.
I'll tell you what I like.
I thought they're in Florida.
Jacksonville State. They how many games did they played? 4 games in the FCS season. They went 3-0 and then only lost to Florida State by 17.
We're beating them at halftime.
They were in that game. I love this quote from the Jacksonville State tight end, Trey Berry, quote, God bless me with these games in front of me, and I don't see why I shouldn't play them. So, you know, people were talking about, oh, just sit out the spring season. I don't know if he is considering the NFL. I'm not sure how good he is, but I like that kind of mentality. Give me Jacksonville State. The fact that they already played that fall season, went 3-0 against, you know, non ACC teams.
We might be overvaluing Jacksonville State.
Well, they're like a good program though. For a long time, they've been a good program. I remember in the past decade, I think they went to Auburn and almost won.
Yeah.
So I'm all over Jacksonville State.
Oh, God damn it. All right. I'll take Jacksonville State.
Patty C, where are you at? Any chance you're hopping on Tennessee Tech getting 12 here?
Well, I'm hopping on the Cox like I always do, guys. Give me Jacksonville State. Give me the Gamecocks. You know how we roll here.
Dude, that's right.
They have I think they have a Clemson quarterback. I know they have him, but I think he's injured, but the backup's supposed to be really good as well. So I think Gamecocks roll.
They were so close to beating Florida State. All right.
Got a couple games left, and then of course we'll give out the lock dog tease, bonus lock, and a COVID game. Again, I'm 1-0 in picking the COVID games. Before we do that, want to shout out Better Than Vegas. That's right, Better Than Vegas. It's truly Better Than Vegas. Certainly better than YouTube. YouTube don't want any part of that video platform. You know why? Because they're not dedicated to sports gambling. You know who is? Better Than Vegas. All you got to do, go to betterthan.vegas. It's a pretty cool domain, Ryan. We got to get a .Vegas domain name. I'm surprised you haven't already pitched that. Kind of disappointed.
We might already have one.
Oh, well, And now we have a video, a partner, because we're putting up picks every day, almost every day. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV will take you right to our profile. Subscribe so you never miss a pick. Again, XFL Jim, huge star on that platform.
Just slowly on the track of eventually being naked in one of his videos.
Maybe he'll eventually transition over to OnlyFans. For now, he's on Better Than Vegas exclusively, and unlike OnlyFans, it's completely free. Tons of fans, tons of picks, tons of gambling, tons of analysis, all on Better Than Vegas. Mississippi Valley State, Jackson State, of course, coached by Deion Sanders. We broke down that clip earlier of him getting his stuff robbed. I keep going back and forth here. Is it a possible letdown game for Jackson State? You know, 53-0 win. It's clear to me that probably one of his players stole all his stuff, felt bad, gave it back to him after they gave him the game ball. Maybe some chemistry issues in the Jackson State locker room, and possibly a letdown game. Like, they were all on TV, they got a lot of press, maybe not taking Mississippi Valley State seriously, but probably a much better team. They have the better talent. Colby, what are you doing here?
No, in all seriousness, the word was that it was a friend or family member of a player.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely.
Mm. Look,
like, they knew they weren't going to be in the locker room during the game.
Well, you know that the pipes froze prior to the game, so they had to bring in porta potties. It was basically like Glanville at the Rams.
Oh, God, I forgot that story.
So I'm sure. By the way, Deion, you know, obviously product of Glanville, whom he might have to quote the great Jerry Glanville to get over this adversity. And dude, Jackson State's just the more talented team. Their quarterback threw 3 touchdowns. Jalen Jones, he's going to do it again. The days of Jerry Rice and Mississippi Valley State are long gone. They only won 2 games a season ago. Give me Jackson State to get it done. I mean,
are you worried that everyone's going to be like, oh, that's the school Deion's at? Take that.
I think even Mississippi Valley State will be sitting there in awe of Deion Sanders and his team and his son. And yeah, just give me Jackson State all day. Patty C, you're a Deion. You grew up a big Deion fan. What are you thinking?
Well, I appreciate Deion's swag. I think Deion keeps an even keel. And I'm going to tell you guys a little story real quick here. I'm sure you guys are familiar with, or possibly comedian TK Madison.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Told me a story. He ran the strip club down in Dallas when Deion was on the Cowboys. And Deion basically, you know, he's getting autographs from Mike Irvin, cool guy. Deion said, get the fuck out of my face. Deion, when he needs time to get in his mindset, he's there, right? And so that's what he did. He focused. He went to the strip club, got right in the mind, blew off the thievery, and he's ready. He's dialed in for this game.
He does seem like the kind of guy that when he wants to focus, it's a lot of focus.
And also, I mean,
it's laser focused.
It kind of a man code violation there of asking for another guy's autograph at a strip club. Come on. I mean, you're clearly, it's like if I saw an athlete up there, like, you know, eating dinner with his kids, you know, that's not a good time to come up to him. Or if he's again cheating on his wife with a stripper, you don't go, hey, what's going on in here?
A lot of loaded weapons in that room. You got to be careful.
Do you really want to be signing documents at a strip club? No, of course not. You don't want any physical evidence tying you to that strip club.
Wise man once said, never force man to stand up at strip club and shake your hand.
So I'm on Jackson State. You guys are making a strong enough case. I'm slightly concerned the public is going to be on this too much and make it not make sense. Last game of the slate, Dixie State, Tarleton State, 2 heavy hitters. Neither of which team's logo has been added to Google yet. Dixie State, though, they're a newcomer to FCS, much like Tarleton State.
Feels a little bit like Florida Gulf Coast. Like, it's a chiropractor school that just wanted to play some football this year.
Dixie State. Interesting nugget about them. Cody Willstead, their quarterback, 6'7", gentle giant. I think maybe Tarleton State smelling themselves a little bit. I think the number's a little too big. I think Dixie State, not live dog, but 28.5 feels a hair high for Tarleton
this
right now.
The Win Dixie Rec League team. No, like, come on. I'm not fading Tarleton State the rest of the year. Let's go. Let's fucking go. I don't know a goddamn thing about Dixie. Well, look, type Dixie State into Google and see what happens.
They are the Trailblazers, and they are blazing a trail to the FBS. Both these teams joining the WAC and will be a part of the FBS in 5 years. Ooh. So this is a big time matchup here. And Dixie State, look, they were 8-3 the last time they saw the football field. Head coach Paul Peterson, former Boston College quarterback. I like him to cover 28.5. It's too big of a number.
I didn't know it was a private school pussy situation we were dealing with here.
Dixie's. So Colby and I are riding with Dixie State. Patty C, where are you at? Are you riding with Tarleton State? 28.5
I'm all feels over. Yeah, Tarleton. Yeah. I mean, actually, that hook is a little much, though. Yeah.
See?
So let me reverse course, because that hook just scared me away. Give me Dixie all day, baby.
Dixie State. It's in Utah. Beautiful campus. I'm doing a virtual tour right now.
I'll never forget my first couple days on campus at Virginia Tech. The first time I heard a pickup with the bam 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 bam. I assume that's what
Dixie State theme song. All right. Let's close it out. Lock, dog, and tease. Happy birthday. Kramer, you want to kick things off? What do you got?
Well, you know, there's a couple. Fuck it. Woff, woff, woff. Wofford -2.5, the triple option, going to get home against the Chattanooga dog, Youngstown State. I watched a team, new coach. They looked really frisky. I think we're going to understand that North Dakota State's offense is healthy, and they just ran into a pretty good defense that's going to be able to really thwart the Northern Iowa attack. For my tease, I love the spring football tease. Give me Sam Houston State -1.5.
Oh, that's good.
So much line value. Southern -1.5. Just Wong teasing the fuck out of it right now. give me, you know what? Let's send. Is this bad to do? Give me Wofford +3.5.
Wow. Actually, you wouldn't make fun of Colby. Nope, for
I
that.
Don't do I'm double dipping. You said not to do that. So
and you teased across zero.
You're right. Let's give me oh no. Youngstown State +11. I'm going to double dip on my money line. And for my bonus lock, do I have to go off book?
No.
All right. Then, you know, I think North Dakota State statement game -16. I didn't see anything I enjoyed from Southern Illinois, and I think North Dakota State is a championship culture. They bounced back. They got embarrassed. Didn't cover against a Youngstown State team.
COVID game, Kramer.
Oh man, you know, I've not been dialed in on this. Eastern Illinois. That was a nice pick by you.
Thank you.
Last week, you know. I'm gonna say it's Tennessee Tech, Jacksonville State.
Ooh, okay, Tennessee Tech, Jacksonville State. All right, my lock. I mean, this one's easy for me. North Dakota +7.5. I love this. I mean, I would also put it in a money line opportunity for my actual money line though. Couple of interesting options here. I do think South Dakota State's going to hang.
I thought you were going to go North Dakota on the money line.
Yeah,
like a boss.
I'm considering that, but I'm going to go. Southern Illinois is tempting because I'm really just dead set. I'll go Alabama State. I think they get it done at home. Little home dog action there.
Friday night in the swack.
I love a home dog getting a big number on Friday night. Kramer, I'm going to copy your Sam Houston State -1.5. I like that. Jackson State -4.5. Get that down a little bit. That feels pretty good there. And then Eastern Washington, basically just to win against the Vandals, revenge game. My bonus lock, Sam Houston State -7.5. Love that. And my COVID game. I do think there's a chance Jackson State ends up on the COVID game because they're celebrating.
Damn it,
with
that's
Dion.
My pick.
All right, I will go Austin Peay because I don't want to see them play, and I'm wearing the jersey. And Colby, like a true asshole, didn't even put it on the sheet, even though he knows.
Oh, we forgot
that's
about
your bonus
this.
Game.
I'm a
dude.
Diehard Govs fan. No, I'm going Sam Houston State. Austin Peay's got to earn me picking them, but. I do think they get it done against Tennessee Tech and like them covering whatever the number is. Colby, lock, dog, and tease, bonus lock.
I'm going to lock up the Cox. Jacksonville State minus 12 against Texas Tech or Tennessee Tech. I'm sorry, not Texas Tech, but they probably beat Texas Tech too. That's the play. They're the dog. Look, you got to go with North Dakota. Come on.
Yeah.
That's like a nice one.
And teasing it up here. Let's take Chattanooga to +9.5. Let's take Youngstown to +12. And take Jackson State down to 4.5.
Youngstown State's +11.
I think. +11. I can't do fucking math. bonus game. Look,
sorry, what was your third leg?
My third leg was Jackson State -4.5. Look, this one I should have put on there just because it's an easy cash draw. We did it last week with Davidson +19 against Elon. Elon ended up coming back, winning that game by 4, I think. But right now, Elon hitting the road to Gardner Webb and. They're laying 18 points. Give me Gardner Webb +18.
And real quick, did you know there's a matchup between Incarnate Word and McNeese State?
Cody Orgeron, yeah, that going on too. Bonus game for the
COVID.
The COVID game, Jackson State, man. It's got to be Jackson State. If the porta potties get clogged, you know what I mean? It's Jackson, Mississippi. I feel like no one's wearing a fucking mask. There's a good chance this is happening.
Good points.
Yeah.
Patty C, I don't know if you got all of them ready, but what do you got? What do you like here?
Well, if I'm talking lock, I'm tempted to go with the Dukes, obviously, but I will skip that for, you know, our listeners' sanity because I talk a lot of shit. Don't want to overdo it this early in the season. But Weber State getting slept on, were the number 3 team in the nation last year, lost a very close game to JMU in the semifinal. They're only given 20.5 against the Idaho State, who sucked balls to my knowledge.
Yes.
So that should be an
confirmed
easy
in the YouTube chat from a former player.
What's that? I missed that. Sorry.
Oh, a guy who played for Idaho State said they suck and he used to play for them. So I like that angle as well.
Okay, good. We got some backing inside source there. I would say as a dog, let's go with that Youngstown team. Northern Iowa, probably heartbroken. And Youngstown had a tough competition in North Dakota State. We don't know how good North Dakota State is, but we can trust based on their 8 losses in the last 9 years that they're pretty fucking good again. So the fact that Youngstown State kept within 3 touchdowns says they're probably pretty good too. Plus, historically, they are. So they're hosting, are they not? That game is in Youngstown?
Yes, home dogs. Yeah,
give me the Penguins all day long for the for the dog. And then the T's, they're out. Take JMU. You tease that bad boy down to 30. All the girls are going to be teasing the guys at Robert Morris all weekend. They're going to have fucking blue balls, and we're going to stone cold goose egg their asses just like we did Moorhead last week. So there it is.
All right. So JMU on the tease. Do you got any other teams for the 3 teamer?
I like your guys, Jackson State. I'm going to ride with primetime all year long. He needs to mention every single week until he loses. All the way to the Celebration Bowl.
I think you were touting this on the College Experience too, that Eastern Washington -5 at Idaho. If you tease that, you're getting a point.
Oh, there you go.
In Moscow.
That is very tempting. Definitely throw that in the mix as well.
All right. Throw that in the tease. Patty C, appreciate you calling in. Make sure to check out Patty C and Colby Dan on the College Experience. Subscribe to that. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever great podcasts are downloaded. Make sure to drop us a 5-star rating and review. We're giving out free gear every Monday, aka Merch Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Extra special. Good luck to you, Mr. Colby, as you lock up the Cox.
Kramer, let it ride.